This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with Pam Sherman, an author, speaker, and coach with over 20-plus years of experience working with a variety of clients. Pam uses her no-nonsense inspirational wisdom to help thousands of women achieve their health and fitness goals. Pam, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
I love being here. Thanks for having me.
And certainly appreciate your time. Thanks for coming out today, Pam. So for starters, why do you think women have such a hard time losing weight?
I think because women, and I am one, and have a hard time because they take care of everybody else but themselves. They take care of their kids and their pets and their husbands and their house and their job and groceries and errands and never put themselves on their to-do list.
And that is certainly where it begins right there. Now, have you ever struggled with your own weight?
Yes, several times. In college, I was an overachiever. I did not gain the freshman 15. I gained the freshman 30. This was back in the 80s when we didn't know anything about calories or food. And I went from my parents', you know, well-rounded meals to chicken wings and pizza and delicious subs. And even though I was running and I was running marathons, I ate too much food and I gained weight. And then more recently, about 6 years ago, my dad was living close to me, not in my house, but close to me, and he was declining with Alzheimer's, and I got a injury and I couldn't run. And between not running and being in a super stressful situation, I gained 20 pounds. And this is, I think, what makes me so relevant to other women struggling. You know, I've not ever been 100 pounds overweight, but gaining weight is easy to do unless you are on top of your food. And stress is an awful contributor to weight gain as well. So I know what it's like to feel super uncomfortable in your own skin.
I certainly do appreciate your sharing that on a personal note. Now, why should women listen to you? What's your thought there?
Well, I have been around the block. I'm 52. I have had my own struggles. I know what it takes to lose weight. I'm actually in menopause right now, and I'm not gaining weight like everybody tells you. You're going to gain weight once you hit menopause. And I've been on both sides. I've been on the, well, I shouldn't say both sides. I have done everything that everybody says, oh, nothing works. I have done the Dextrim and the Slim Fast, and I've tried everything out there. And I know that there is no quick fix for losing weight. It's really about small decisions you make every day and consistently taking care of yourself and your health.
And I think women should stop to listen to you for sure. Today we are with Pam Sherman, an author, speaker, and coach. She has over 20-plus years of experience working with a variety of clients, and she uses her no-nonsense inspirational wisdom to help thousands of women achieve their health and fitness goals here on eHealth Radio's Health News and Fitness Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Tell us, Pam, also, what's your experience in the wellness fitness industry?
Well, when I grew up in an athletic family. I grew up with two big brothers who had to babysit me, so I was exposed to football and baseball and tag and you name it, I had to do it. So that was great to have movement in my life. And then my dad was a great runner, and he was a recreational runner before it was popular. And when I was 11, I said, hey, can I run with you? And he's like, sure. So he took me to the local high school track, and I ran 2 miles without stopping and thought it was the greatest thing ever. So I've always known movement, we're meant to move, and movement makes you feel really great. And then I was lucky enough after college to have a roommate who was an instructor, and she could see my passion for exercise. And she told me about this 18-week course at a local junior college that taught you how to be an instructor. I thought, this is too good to be true. I get to be paid to help people feel better about themselves and move every day. Sign me up. So I got certified to be an aerobics instructor. And then 6 months later, thought, well, I might as well be a trainer if I'm going to be an aerobics instructor. Got certified to be a trainer. And I did that all while my kids were growing up. I would take them to school or take them to the gym when they were little, and they got to play with other kids their age, and I got to inspire and motivate mostly women took my classes to move better and move more and feel great and leave my class feeling so satisfied because I always gave them a great workout. So I kind of naturally, well, I shouldn't say naturally, I fell into it with the help of a roommate, but it was, I think it's my calling. I know it's my calling.
Well, it certainly sounds like it, and a background to back it up 100%. Now, you mentioned earlier that you've helped thousands of women achieve their health and fitness goals. What's your best success story here?
It's actually a recent one. I had a workshop locally in my area, and a gal came, and I talked about my online coaching program, and she wanted more information about it, and we sat down and talked, and my online program is based on what I've done for the last 20 years. So for me, teaching women how to take care of themselves is paramount because, like I said, it's never going to be about anything you buy at the grocery store except for real food. Nothing, you know, no quick fixes, nothing like that. And when we sat down, she said, well, you know, I'm really stressed and I have a big interview coming up in 2 months. Do you think it's a good time? And here's the thing, Eric, it's never a great time to start a plan. There's always going to be birthday parties and anniversaries and stressful events and holidays. And I said, well, she said, what if I don't find success? And I looked at her and said, well, what if you do? And she said, I have a terrible problem with nighttime eating. I go into the kitchen and I eat my daughter's snacks for school. And I said, okay, that's just stress. And it's a habit that you can break. And she looked at me, she said, I can stop. It's like I gave her permission to break a bad habit. That was when she started with me in May. Currently, she's down 26 pounds and feels amazing about herself. And she said to me, Pam, I work, you know, all the information is out there on what to do, but I could never do it until I entered your program. And for me, like I'm helping her change her life and feel better about herself and be a great role model for her daughter. And that's what makes it all worthwhile for me.
And that is certainly a great example. I'm sure you have more than a truckload to share with us, but thanks for sharing that. And already a work in progress, 26 pounds lost already. That is pretty awesome right there. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, anything else you'd like to share as we conclude today?
Absolutely. I find that women want to be perfect, and that's where they fail. As far as, like, let's talk about New Year's resolutions. I have heard more women say, I'm going to stop drinking wine, stop eating carbs, I'm going to do an hour of cardio a day, I'm going to go to yoga once a week, and that lasts like 2 hours. That's unrealistic. I want people to add things to their day before they take things away, because anytime anybody is restricted, that leads to binging. So let's say my number one tip for people is get more sleep. And they look at me like, what? How does that affect weight loss? Well, if you get more sleep, you're probably going to want to make time to make your own food and not go through the drive-thru. And you're probably also going to want to move your body because you're not tired. But if you're tired, your brain's going to want more sugar and it's definitely not going to want to move. Once you get your sleep under control, start drinking more water. These are not sexy or glamorous things, but if you build up little habits over the long term, micro habits really lead to success with your health and your weight loss.
Pam, super information shared here today and quite inspirational and motivational as well for the ladies tuning in, as that is your target audience and the clients that you do work with. Where can listeners get in touch with you and get more information on your services and all that good stuff? Where's the best place online to gather details?
My website is www.theperfectbalance.guru. I'm on Instagram at perfectbalanceguru, and I have a Facebook page, Pam Sherman, Perfect Balance Guru. On my website, they can email me if they want to set up a phone consultation, and I'm happy to talk to anybody over the phone about. Now, my program, I didn't mention it. It's called Sexy in 60 Days, but Sexy stands for self-confident, enough, extraordinary you.
You gotta love that. And Pam, thanks so much for what you do in the space and for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Certainly was our pleasure.
Thanks for having me, Eric. Take care.
And you're more than welcome, you too. We've been speaking with Pam Sherman, an author, speaker, and coach. She has over 20 plus years of experience working with a variety of clients, and she uses her no-nonsense inspirational wisdom to help thousands of women achieve their health and fitness goals. And for further details, simply visit theperfectbalance.guru. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.